I'm just about to go into the building that houses the 10-head stamp battery that has only recently been restored and been made available for members of public tourists to come and have a look. Everyone's putting on earmuffs, so I'm guessing it might be a little bit loud once it's all switched on. Oh, thank you. Earmuffs are on. Just heading up the stairs now.
Yeah, just move along a little bit in front of the stump there, if you would. We're on the cam deck for obvious reasons. Here is the camshaft and the cams.
G'day, my name's Bill Mitchell. I'm the manager at Battery Hill Mining Centre.
What can you tell me about the stamp battery? What is it?
Oh, in simple terms, the stamp battery is your process plant. It's where we recover the gold from the rock. To do that, in Tennant Creek, we have to crush the rock down to very fine sands, powdery fine. We do that with our stamp battery, which is some five massive poles weighing about 600 kilos each. We lift them up a couple hundred millimetres and let them go inside a box and crush it down to fine sand.
Battery, plenty of things working together. Like the battery you have in your car. Battery of cells. Here we have a battery of stamps. Each individual column there is a stamp. Then together, it's a stamp battery. To crush the ore, we simply lift them up and drop them. As you'll see when it's running, we also rotate the stamps as working to help keep distribute the ore within the box. Crush the ore down very fine. We add water, wash the sands now through a screen over the table on the lower level.
Our Beaufort battery actually comes from Pine Creek, where it was used in the 1870s. It was brought down here in 1940, so altogether it's coming on for 120 years old.
Why has it, not been in use for quite some time? What happened?
We had what you could call a catastrophic failure. There we had to lift the stamps up. We've got some very big cams sitting on a camshaft, about 100 times bigger than what you'd have in your car. And one of the camshafts snapped. And at the end of the camshaft is what we call a ball wheel. It's a big flywheel that was steel at that time and weighs about 6 tonnes. And that fell about 5 metres to the floor. Yeah, that brought things to a bit of a crashing halt for a few years.
But up and running now, how did it come to be that it was restored?
We're very lucky to have the help of a fellow called Kevin Craig, who's something of a genius with batteries. He has the know-how, he has the willingness, and he put in many hours of work, as well as a considerable amount of his own money, to help us restore the battery. The basic story is that he, with Stuart Pritchard at Territory Metals, had some ore that they wanted to process, and they could have brought in a portable plant to Tennant Creek and put it through that way very efficiently, but like many miners, they have an interest in history and they preferred to work to restore our battery, to get that up and running and to try to use it to process the ore.
Okay, I'm going to go start things up.
Tour's been back up and running for a couple of weeks now. Tourists actually able to go underground, see the stamp battery. It's a bit of a production. We all wait for you to sort of flick the switch or whatever it is that you're doing, and then the thing starts up and the noise just is overwhelming. We've all got our little earmuffs on. Are people enjoying it? Are you getting good feedback?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, it is. Great drama, the noise, the vibration, everything else there, the whole building is shaking. And your own chest is vibrating from the noise as well there, so yeah, it's absolutely magnificent.
What is it about this site, this old battery and all the associated history, the underground mine, the equipment, what is it that so draws you?
And large part, it's living history. We're very lucky here because our gold rush was so late, 1930s, that we're still quite closely connected to it. When I first stopped in Tennant Creek, we had still quite a number of the original pioneers were still with us. We still got their children, of course, there, and one or two of the old timers are still around, although they were very young at the time. So it's a very close connection to that history, and we can keep it going. And the battery estate, it is very much living history, that something that was there throughout that time and is still around now there. And it's a phenomenally beautiful piece of machinery. It demonstrates incredible engineering and just staggering feats of achievement. They're not just in building this machinery, but remembering our battery was built in Richmond in Melbourne. And it was then transported to Pine Creek in the 1870s. Not just Pine Creek, remote areas all over Australia where they're shipping these massive pieces of machinery there. The small, when you break it down, the smallest piece of machinery that you'd have on a battery would weigh 10, 15 tonnes.
That's phenomenal. I mean, it's massive. It goes over sort of two stories. I'm so surprised at the size of it. I think I was expecting something much smaller, but it really is incredible. It's fair to say that this whole centre in recent times has been getting a bit of a boost. I understand you've had some government funding as well?
Yeah, we went through some very, very tough times to the point of near closure there. But we're lucky that the government got behind us, Tourism NT, Department of Mines of Energy, Department of Business and the Chief Minister's Department all have helped in a number of ways. So, yeah, it's been a wonderful effort on behalf of the government across a number of departments there that are keen to get behind this project and get everything back up and running again.